Yo, what's going on, everybody? DC here, host of What The Shit. You already know your favorite podcast, your mom's favorite podcast, your auntie's favorite podcast. The only podcast you can still get on flip phones and everywhere else. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, tune in every week as we give you some of the best content we have to offer, laughs, funs, games, and everything else. You can also catch us on the Be On Air Network, iHeart, iTunes, Spotify, you know what I'm saying, Pandora, everywhere you get your streaming. Also catch us every live, every Wednesday, 8:15, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, all the above, you dig? So make sure you watch, you like, you subscribe. Peace. Enjoy the episode.
Nope, we ain't getting the rest of that.
Damn. That nigga see the camera on immediately. He said, what you think?
We live. I was looking at to finish his story, but the nigga caught on. and was like, nah, we ain't doing that.
So, we live.
In effect, got a guest coming on, but I know I had to hit y'all because I tried to get this nigga before because we were doing a little pregame. This nigga was talking about a good story, but he ain't want to tell it on camera. That's cool. It's whatever. let's get this shit. All right, y'all, we live, we back. You know what time it is?
The most electrifying show in podcast entertainment.
Yeah, I just stepped on my whole intro. All right, I see what time it is. I see what day it is. Welcome to What The Shit, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Fellas, how y'all doing?
Good, man. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, man, good day. Before I get to news and notes or anything like that, before we get to our guest, we got a new segment here. We're going to call it 5 Minutes with Boom, Parenting 101. Take it away, Boom.
Okay, listen, y'all. I just want y'all to know these motherfucking kids have got the fuck, and I ain't probably even going to go 5 minutes, but these motherfucking kids have got the fuck out of hand, right? And I think it is about time that we motherfucking take our shit back. Fuck what these white people talking about. Fuck what they, if they want to come in this motherfucker and take them, then take them, because it's cheaper for these motherfuckers to go, especially if they some ungrateful, ignorant motherfuckers. You need to let them hang they motherfucking selves. I am telling you what I know. Because if you go out here and you break your motherfucking neck for them, or for them to say thank you, and then turn around and say fuck you, then you's a motherfucking fool. And I tell you one motherfucking thing. They letting these dummies graduate with motherfucking D's and D pluses. Do you hear me? D's and D pluses. So that means all you got to do is feed them bread and water, and you're good. That's what they said. They said, did you feed them? I said, I fed them some bread and some water. They got fed and they ate. They said, where do they sleep? I said, on this big ass pile of hay. Now, if they want a bed, then they need to bring me a B at least, because a B gets a bed, but a D gets you nothing, and the F means you a fucking flunky. And I just wanted to throw that in the motherfucking air. You feel me? And us parents, we're gonna take our shit back, because I am tired of this shit, man. We pay the bills. We the only reason why they able even able to connect with their friends, and if they can find a way to connect with their friends and go fucking connect with them, goddamn it. And you better connect with them when you get locked up for stealing that motherfucking funky ass shit you wanted to steal. Go connect with your friends then to get your ass out of jail. You hear me? And I'm done. That's about it for today. I ain't gonna go.
5 minutes with Boom. Parenting 101.
Half Bernie Mac.
Yo,
half Bernie Mac, half Boom is crazy. On this Wednesday, I was. He said they on the Bella. Hey, bad boy. Y'all better tighten up in there, boy. And I was shaking my head. I was shaking my head to the shit that I realized my son is 4. I said, wait, this ain't for me. I gotta back out. He did nothing yet. My son, he did nothing
yet. Boom, yes. I appreciate you, man. That was one with Boom.
I appreciate it, bro.
There's a lot more of these segments to come because I got a lot more to say, but I don't want to flood the show. It's just like every other whatever, you know.
Work. We gonna keep you right on with it. I appreciate you, brother.
I feel like DC want to go upstairs and just start pulling cable boxes off the wall right now. This shit is over. You hear me? This shit is done. I'm sick of y'all shit.
I ain't got that problem.
DC, hey, Boo done made a lot of parents tonight. There's a lot of parents about to go in their kids' room after they hear this podcast and just start tearing shit up. You think this shit for free?
Y'all be on y'all feet. How long of the day? You feel me? How long of the day do y'all be on y'all feet for these motherfucking ungratefuls? Now, we love them. And they all our responsibility. Do not get it twisted. They didn't ask to be here. But you gonna motherfucking be thankful because, nigga, it could be a bus stop. We a bus stop away from this bitch being fucked up around here. You hear me? So be thankful. Be motherfucking grateful. These motherfuckers ain't grateful. They expect and think it's an obligation. Nigga, I will drop your ass off at the fire department.
Wow. Make all right. Let's get to it. Coming to the show.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I don't think I can do her justice, but we're going to get our guest in here today. Hello.
How are you? I'm good. How are you guys?
That's not me.
Welcome.
I was just playing. How you doing?
Welcome. I like to let people introduce themselves. That way people know what's going on. So please introduce yourself to the people. Let them know what you do and where you're from. And thank you for being here.
Okay. So, hi. My name is Itty Bitty Ree. I'm from Philly. I currently live in Dayton, Ohio. I'm a singer, songwriter, rapper, and a ballet dancer.
Every time I bring somebody on here, they do a lot more than me, and I feel out of sorts.
I feel like I ain't doing
music, so you don't gotta feel bad.
Thank you. Philly to Dayton, that's a hell of a move because we live in Ohio. Well, one of us, two of us do currently, but we're from Ohio. Boom.
Where you guys
I stay in Canton, but I'm from Akron. Boom from Akron, but he's in Arizona. And Courtney's from Detroit, but he lived in Cleveland. Now he stays in Toledo, so he moves around a lot. He's really a nomad.
Wow, bro. I'm on some other type of time right now. You feel me?
Next week he might be in Mogadishu, but you know.
Don't tell him my location. Chill out.
My bad. Ohio, that's a hell of a move. Are you enjoying Ohio? How long have you been here?
So I've actually jumped around a lot. When I got out of high school, I went to Florida, stayed there. I taught some classes, went there really for love. Came back to Philly. We went back to Florida, came back to Philly, and then came here. My dad lives here. I have a few siblings that live here too. So I really just wanted to come out here, spend some time with them because we didn't grow up together, so I didn't really know them that well. I just wanted them to know me, so I took the opportunity of, like, I'm not really doing anything right now, you know, like, let me just chill out, see what's going on here. I like Dayton. Like, it's a very big change. Philly is a large city, and Dayton is just so quiet. It's chill. It's safer. It's a lot of stuff about it that, you know.
But you said it's safer? You said it's safer?
Hell yeah. Why don't you come from a big city? The big city vibe, I think, because I can agree with that. Like, even being here, Toledo is pretty small too. So being here, you know what I'm saying? You don't know a lot of people, so you ain't gotta know people. People don't gotta know you.
So because you can do shit that you want to do. Safer?
Hell yeah, boy! I moved straight to the suburbs. Yeah. Thank you very much. I don't even deal with it.
My friend, yeah, he know everybody, but like, how you always in the middle of something and you know everybody, but I'm low key, I'm real quiet. I don't mess with nobody. I'm on my business though.
Man. When you was explaining that, and you was like, I moved from Philly to here, and it's, I'm about to say, please don't say it's better. Please don't say, oh, they know
how you. I want to say it's different, but I get bored a lot. Like,
oh yeah, I believe that.
I have a lot of stuff to do, but I don't know. I guess they have stuff that, like, you know, that I like to do. I like to take it. They be having, like, goat yoga and stuff. I plan to do some of these things in the future.
I went to Job Corps in Dayton. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Job Corps in Dayton, man. Y'all is crazy. Job Corps in Dayton, man. I'm old as hell.
I feel you. Shout out to Job Corps in Dayton. All right.
Dayton.
I want to do something before because you're from Philly, and I got a couple people that is from Philly, but I never understand some of the stuff y'all be saying.
I need you
to give us some definition of these words so everybody know how to be up on a little Philly lingo. So the first one we're gonna start with is John.
Oh God! Like, y'all gonna get me in trouble. I'm not supposed to tell y'all what it means. Like, when I'm out here, I don't talk like that.
Ain't nobody.
Like, why is it like that? I'm like, ooh, I had to catch myself. So, John, that's just a noun. That's anything. It's a person, place, or thing. But you got to use it right. So, like, I try to explain to people, like, I don't know, like anything.
You like being down that door.
Anything to be a door. Like. Say it again.
Like, so when somebody else saying, okay, you from Philly, but you live in Dayton, I might be like, how you like living down that joint?
There you go. See? He used it.
Yeah.
Right.
It makes sense.
A lot of people don't use it. Right. It down or, here. Like, you used it properly. So it sound right.
If you about to make a sandwich, I'm like, can you make me one of those joints?
Yeah, let me get some onions on that joint.
It's the extra.
This ain't really one that I ever heard before, but I guess I never paid attention. Y'all say water, and it's WOODER. That's what's different to me.
Water.
That's just how we say it. That's water. Like, literally. Water. So you hear it? Like, I don't know. Like, water. I didn't know that it was like a Philly thing until it was like, you say water funny. I'm like, water, like.
Water. Somebody asked,
oh damn, that is different.
My dude was like,
yeah, I talk proper, you know. So like when I'm saying stuff, like I'll be saying stuff, they like, bro, don't say that. Like, you shouldn't be saying that. It, like, it don't sound right when you say it, but like I didn't realize, I'm like, we do say water. It's funny, but I didn't hear that until somebody pointed it out to me. I was cracking up. It's
really proper water. For sure. Look like what everybody talking about.
All right. I appreciate you for being a part of that. So let's get into it.
You only had two.
I know.
I was about to say, you got more.
Oh,
I know you got one. You got one more. You have to do one more.
Geet. GEET. Or am I saying it wrong? It's probably Jet.
Yeet. Say it again.
Eat the yeet. I don't know.
GEET.
Oh, Geet. You said J-E-E-T.
Yes.
I never heard niggas say that. I never heard people say that. Like, I feel like, I mean, I don't think I've been there like in a minute, but I still talk to my friends and they don't talk to me like that, so I don't know.
They don't say Jeet. That might be some new shit though from them little
yeah. Jeet, I never some, heard that.
Super.
So it's Philly, y'all.
My favorite was always the dickhead, but I'm a, you know.
Hey, y'all call a lot of people dickheads.
Yeah, hey, man, they say that's shit, like you nigga. Like, damn, why gotta be all that? Like, niggas are Philly aggressive. I thought like people like Philly people. I think.
Oh, so Jeet is like. Did you eat? Like, you eat? Jeet? Did you eat? Jeet?
I'm cracking up. That's just niggas talking.
That cannot be a word in Philly. I just looked it up. It's like basically like you ask somebody, "Did you eat?" But they just shorten it to Jeet.
No, not like this. Jeet.
Jeet.
That's why I was pronouncing Jeet.
What is that?
I'm backing up.
I ain't never seen nobody spell it.
Oh, okay.
He did. Yeah, nigga spell his slang out. It's crazy. Like, you see, that's your spell.
I'm like, that's a new shit. I've never said that before.
I've never said that before.
Okay, you got another one? Okay.
I got another one. I think I do.
I do. I got a couple more.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I ask y'all to click up at the link, where are we clicking up at?
At the link? No, we ain't got no link nowhere.
Shit, we don't click up nowhere. It's not safe.
So y'all got a nickname for the Lincoln Financial Field?
We thought
go for the games and shit, but like
I feel like one time me and my friends, we was petty, like we went past the stadium right before they had a Phillies game. We outside riding up and down the street screaming fuck the Phillies, like making niggas mad and shit. So we kind of just, you know, like
yeah, like it's
yeah, like, shit, like I don't go to no Lincoln Financial Field. That's where the white
people. Okay, well the last one. Where did this originate? Where did this originate? Bull.
I'm pretty sure.
That's the one I said earlier. I'm not sure.
I mean, she was I'm sorry, not where, but why? Why did y'all start calling it Bull?
Right.
Philly was dramatic. It's like, I don't know, like when you hear men in Philly talk, it's like a standard Philly voice. Like it's damn near like they all sound the fucking same. Like
all right, so Bull,
I felt like it was Bull just a pronunciation of mouth.
Got like two meanings, like you know what I mean? Bull could be just an exaggeration, like Bull, I'm trying, but no, really, it's the same. All right, so Bull is all right, y'all know how y'all got the Bull, young NBA young boy, like in my hood, like
it's just
all our old heads called us young Bull. You feel me? Like, and as you get older, like, you're not always a young boy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I just say old head.
All y'all niggas are aggressive.
Yeah, like, but it's funny because they like
we say old head. Like, y'all might call y'all older homies OGs and shit. We call them old heads. Like, these are old heads.
But then it's like, bro, maybe like, they say boy, but they'll be like, you my boy. Like, they'll say it like that, but you, like, I don't know. But they
oh, I ain't never even like,
I heard niggas say that.
Like, that's.
Not often.
Like older people say
not
shit
often,
like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if you like, grow up
like
and they wanted to call you something but not call you like, you know.
Like Bull over there, like I don't fuck with Bull. Like yeah, I mean to me, like it's
I don't know where it came from. It just sort of just
I don't
everybody
know,
was
bro.
And it just
but it worked. The male. They don't call the females Bulls though, right?
No, they call them Jones.
No, yeah, Jones. Females are Jones.
Now, for the people that's watching, John is J-A-W-E.
That shit, wow.
I used to be like, why are they calling him a dude? Like, you know what I'm saying? That never made sense. But it's J-A-W-E. So just a shout out to the people that's watching.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right.
I know.
This nigga research is amazing. I'll tell you that. That nigga.
So I want
to spell it.
Little thing called shit or that. It's pretty much this or that, but I give you guys a couple artists. You tell me which one out of the group. So we got a
Reef or Prince.
Aretha Franklin or Prince?
No, I guess I gotta go with. I'm gonna go with Prince.
Oh. Prince?
Yeah.
You know, you gotta give me Aretha. What do you mean?
Okay, women's
choice. I'm listening to one of them.
Damn.
I'm going with Aretha.
I'm going with Prince for specific reasons, and I gotta state these because I got to. Because it's Prince, he composed everything. He do everything. He do it all. So it ain't you getting the whole show with Prince. He's the show, the singer, the dancer, and he wears his own heels. So he's
that. This nigga wears his heels on. All right.
I don't know if I want the whole show, bro.
I didn't say nothing about that show.
You said the whole show. I think I'm saying part of that show. Part of that show. He walked around with his ass out. I'm just saying, like, I don't want the whole show.
Nah, bro.
You can't never ask a question on this show without somebody's ass being out somehow. Like, how the fuck?
Because he got dramatic, man. He got dramatic. Now he talking about, all right. He talking about, man, get out of here.
Next one, man. That's going on too far. Erykah Badu or Lauryn Hill?
Come on. I guess I gotta choose Lauryn because I know more of her music.
Come on, bro.
Y'all look like y'all. That was her choice. She made a choice. You can't try to bully her for her choice.
I'm just trying to see, bro.
But I will say, like, I'm not that old, so I don't know,
I'm going,
my parents was listening to older music than that. Like, they wasn't listening to that, you know? So, like, I had older siblings and stuff, but I can't really say that I know any of, like, Erykah Badu music for real. So, I don't feel like it would be fair for me to choose her knowing that I don't, you know, I at least know more of some of Lauryn Hill music. Like, I know some of it, you know what I mean?
So. More than just singles and shit. I get it, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. I can't choose either one of them because if my daughters was like, Dad, I listen to Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu, I'm going to be like, shit, they both the queen. I don't know. I can't tell you.
The fuck off the fence. If I said Prince and Aretha Franklin, you pick Aretha Franklin, nigga, pick a woman, man.
It's Erykah Badu. They both got the same message, though, bro. It's harder to pick them two because they both got the same message. Okay, I'm going to go with Erykah Badu because she better than fuck it. I'm going to just do it like that.
Like, yeah, make a decision, nigga. You trying to ride your business. Like trying to get your women vote up and shit out here.
They both fire, bro. Like, it's hard to choose those two between.
I'm going with Badu too. Yeah, I'm going with Badu too. I'm going with Erykah Badu too. She got the pussy. She got the pussy and the fragrance.
She turning. She make us go crazy. Always, so I'll give it to
always
everybody.
Legendary. Vagina fragrance is everything. Like, come on.
I want to turn my life around too.
Bro, come on, bro. I'm trying to tell you, boy.
I do too. Come turn my life around, Eric.
Tell you, boy.
You out here in a burlap sweater.
I let everybody do turn my life around too.
You
I'm cool. I take it. Let me get two of them.
All right, I got two more because this is getting crazy. Beyonce or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Come on, bro. What the fuck are you trying to do tonight?
I was just never like the biggest Beyonce fan. I like Rihanna. Like Riri, I like that she's ignorant as fuck. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I would never say that I like her for like the right reasons. Like she's a great person and all this, but I feel like she does stuff and she stands on it, so that works for me, if I'm gonna be honest. I respect that. I like Beyonce too, you know, but I want to see Riri.
I can take it.
What about you, Courtney? What you saying?
Boom.
Tell me.
You know what I'm saying. I'm going with the Queen.
Deeply.
Queen.
Rihanna?
I fuck with Riri though. I like Riri. Riri got a great collection, great catalog.
I like both of them.
Great catalog. Like, Riri got that shit. She got shit.
Like, I would be going as far as like sitting around and trying to compare them.
I like both of them too, but I think.
Yeah.
No, you can't. You can't really, because they kind of different in a lot of areas. So. But you know, they both got a Neo hit on their belt too. You know what I'm saying? They both got a Neo hit.
You can't compare. Well, Riri looks better.
So what?
All right, so that's your opinion.
I got go to sleep.
Whitney Houston or Mary J.
I'm not even about to debate that with you right now, bro.
You're not going to debate that with me.
Wait, who?
Like, come on, everybody loves Whitney. But Mary J. I feel like you got this. Like Mary got this.
Come on, bro.
I was listening to Mary J. the other day.
I feel like.
I really want to hear Mary Whitney, J. but
kinda,
I really
kind of crafted herself into like this role. Like, I feel like Mary J. crafted herself into this role in my heart. Like, Mary got that auntie role.
Like,
I love Whitney Houston.
She's like the whole world.
But when I hear it, it's fine, bro. You hear Mary J. Blige come on, boy, you're in the shit. And if it's just
Mary J. I'm guessing Mary J. is what it sounds like.
Yeah, Mary J. definitely. She definitely beats anyone. And she still look good as fuck, and she can turn my life around too, man.
And she was Monet and Power.
Like, I got a lot of respect for her.
Yo,
I want to tell everybody why DC asking this question about them too. And I just want to point out the common denominator that DC probably put into this question. It's because DC kind of be ignorant sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
You know? Me, my good sir.
They both was. I love my black queens, man, and they both was black queens.
Oh my god, bro! Chill
out. Y'all thought I was gonna do that. But I'm not. I'm not gonna do that.
I'm just asking some questions, my sir. I did not have. Hey,
bro, you gotta stop.
I didn't even make this list.
Grow the fuck up.
I appreciate it. So this one might be the one that really just caused the argument, but I'm asking anyway because what would I be if I didn't? Tupac or Biggie?
See, I feel like I'm answering questions wrong. I feel like y'all.
I was having a conversation today.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, so
answer.
I was always like with Tupac, but then I was like, I could take it back. I could listen to Biggie, but like, he had a lot of them. He had a lot of sus lines. Like, some of that shit was sus. And I don't know.
She couldn't get with him sucking somebody's daddy's dick. That's wild.
It was that one. I couldn't get with that one.
She couldn't get with that shit, bro. She said, "Oh no, not my pop's dick. That is too much for me."
It wasn't what I wanted to hear. You know, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here.
I can dig it.
I'm sorry, DC. I knew her answer to that one, bro.
I feel like they set me up.
God damn, that's funny.
Set up.
There are no wrong things.
I'm gonna go. Overall, I feel like Pop just fit the bill. Rap. He a gangster. He fit that persona of rap. I think when you making a rap, like, you want that nigga to be Pac. You designing him to be like Pac. Anything that Pac designed, you want him to have a message, you want him to have a story, you want him to have any type of, he's an icon, bro. He's legendary, bro. You can't really get nothing bigger than Pac for it.
Right.
Well, I should go. Bro, with, I probably
don't,
should go. With
don't cower out, bro. Don't leave me out here.
I probably should go with Biggie.
I like Biggie as a lyricist.
Well, I probably should go with Biggie because he was more relatable on what he was saying. You know, the big nigga, the ugly nigga, all that shit. Got to have flavor, got to have style. But like she said, with the pause, said no, with Tupac, he had a lot of relatable shit too. But we found
not because he had low self-esteem.
It wasn't because he had low self-esteem, but that's what, you know, sometimes, nigga, you got to do extra. You feel me? Sometimes, nigga, the feel. Yeah. First off, real quick, just to go off topic. Fuck Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy. The field goal gap joke. The field goal gap joke fucked me up for like six years straight, bro. It's good when he had the Reggie shit and they were doing the gap jokes. Man, it fucked me up for like 6 years, bro. Set me back. I was on my way too. Fuck them niggas. Anyways,
I got a little gap and I love it. I wouldn't change it. I mean, they like I'm on plane having a gap. I don't care how fucking big it is. I love you here. I'm here. So if you team Gap, I'm fucking with you.
Team Gap, fuck making good. Nigga, fuck them niggas. Gap City, bitch.
Gap. Not an insult. Not me feel bad. I got a little gap. They told me how
Gap City, bitch, is crazy.
But I gotta go with.
Nigga made a whole ass at them. Hey man.
He definitely sold the truth though. But he just was an actor though, man. That's the only thing. Like once you find out that
it's just a,
it was just a friend.
It's hard to think.
No, Pac was not an actor for real, bro. He was not an actor, bro.
He started like, off
for real. Now we know about Diddler. The Diddler was out there. He was out there trying to dive the Diddler. That's all he was trying to do. He was not bro, trying to get got by the Diddler.
He was spinning around, bro. Then he started toting them bitches.
I tell you, bro. The Diddler was outside, bro.
All right, shout out to Pac, man. He was talking that shit.
You're trying to get away from the Diddler, bro.
But a lot of these rappers don't be living that shit. They be talking.
He thought to the Diddler. Nobody want to talk about that, though.
Who, Tupac?
Yes.
What'd he say?
They know about it.
Tupac signed to the Diddler.
They said that they found ties with, well, they supposed to, they said Diddy didn't kill everybody. I'm cracking the fuck.
He signed to the Diddler before he signed to,
Diddy. He finna get charged with Biggie and Tupac. I'm like, man, this guy's the man. Like, what the
fuck? Go search that up.
This guy is legend. Like, fuck.
Diddy's a
okay.
Out here.
I don't know if I was peeping though, but Big he was out in Diddy and fucking Life After Death. He was spitting lines. This ain't no Christopher Williams. Who was he talking about? Like, go back and watch the tapes.
Hey, you know what? I try to stay away from them niggas because you starting to hear about Diddy parties and shit, and then I'd rather just be broke down here with the broke niggas. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't need to do that much, bro. I'd rather be with the broke niggas. But I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm taking my
I'm just so
yep. I'll take this right here.
I don't feel like I don't know, like it's weird because I feel like people aren't surprised with like the news that they're hearing about like these artists. But I think it definitely said a lot about the wrong people being in power and the wrong people having money. And, you know, like, it just says a lot. Like, everybody is going way over their head. Like, everybody worried about Diddy being gay. Like, this has nothing to do with that. This shit is about sex trafficking. Like, this is about way more than that, you know? Like, people, like, they miss a bigger point to what we're even supposed to be, what we're even talking about. Like, so... It's funny as shit though, but so
it's like being a talent. It's like the talent taking the bad end of the stick too. Because if you're a talent and you're trying to break in the industry and you're doing something that you love and you're doing your craft, and then you have to do some shit that question your morals, and then you don't get on and you're like, I'm not doing that shit, and you're not with that shit. Like, do you push your success? It works for you. They craft the shit that they do behind not being getting fucked. It's crazy, bro. Nobody trying to sign a life. Get out of here, bro.
No, for real. Like, I think
bro got to pay for that, bro. Like, that's why I was saying.
I think man, what's really scary, bro, is the fact that it's bigger that they caught P. Diddy and Meek Mills doing whatever they was doing. That's more bigger than what Cassie.
Oh, alleged. You gotta say alleged, cool, bro.
But I'm just saying, like, it's alleged or not. The whole point is everybody is more in the uproar that
P. Diddy. What you talking about, Diddy and Meek?
Yeah, it's like they more in the uproar.
Yeah, that's alleged.
They more in the uproar.
Hey, come on. They forgive me for what I did with Diddy. What is that? Come on, be for real. He got right on there. He was like, anybody got any like things, any events y'all want me to be at, just let me know. I know you won't do that community service now, nigga. For sure.
I'm not saying that he got bro, what I'm saying is as the world, as the people that's watching this, it's like the people are more invested in him messing with another man than they are in him sex trafficking. That's tripping me out. So this nigga just lost the whole case on some old bullshit with a woman and everybody blew that undercover. But then it's like, oh, Rick Mills, Rick Ross. Oh, he was doing, like, bro, this nigga is literally making motherfuckers do other shit and y'all worried about if he fucking
it's nigga. Funny. And then I was thinking about it. I'm like, the election coming up. If Trump runs, everybody and their mama is going to have something to say about it. But look at the shit that y'all really support. Like, look at the shit that don't bother you depending on what the person look like. Who they are, what they have to offer, what you think they have. Like, it does not depend on who's actually going to do right with it. Because if it was the right people, shit there'd be nothing to solve, you know? Like, I'm like it's crazy. Like, rules. You keep sitting here making new rules, vote for new laws. Like, not one thing has fucking changed. I don't understand, like, the world right now. It's really interesting to me.
Hey, DC, give me when you done, bro. Let me ask her a question too, bro. When you done, I'm sorry, bro. I just want to ask her a question since she's on it.
Go ahead.
Oh well, Miss Itty Bitty, you in the music? You got your songs on Apple and all that. So when you get that call, and they like, yo, we gonna sign you this, that, and the other. We need you to do, look, feel, talk, think, smell, eat. You on that?
Honestly, I feel like no. The reason why is because, like, people, I feel like they don't understand how easy it is to get stuff done. Like, if I want a deal, if I feel like my music is all that I claim it is and I want a deal, I'm going to send some music out. I'm going to go talk to these people. Like, you can go find these people. Feel me? They're not offering. See, that's different. See, I come from a dance background, right? I was the only black child in white dance schools. I went to some of the best fucking ballet academies in Philadelphia. Like, I was had a lot of opportunities going a lot of different other places. Like, when they realized that I was excelling, they had me take pictures. These pictures sold for enough money to open at least 4 to 5 different schools. When I say I didn't get paid off of it, like, I didn't get shit from it. I said something. I feel like that happened to me in, like, 8th grade. When I became an adult, I went back and I said something to them about it, and I told them I didn't like, you know, you take my pictures, you post them all around Philly, but I didn't even know. Like, I'm getting off a bus or going to get on a bus, and I see my face on it. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know, like, so I feel like I've, to an extent, been in a predicament where she's like, come talk to us. Like, I can go talk to y'all. I know that y'all have money. I know that y'all could probably do things for me, but really, I want to be around the right people. So I don't feel like I'm just going to do anything. I have people looking at me. Like, I have children. Like, I have standards, too. You want to get your door? I have standards, so for me, I don't feel like I'm just selling out for money. I would much rather I would like to get on because people fuck with me and people just like me as a person.
You're selling out for money, though. I hope that's not the impression I gave off on you. I was just asking if they.
Oh, no. I'm just saying in general, like, for money, for any other reason than this is like, then I want people to hear my music and say I like this shit. Like, I want to hear this. Period. I want to hear, like, so I want to hear more. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Feel me? It don't have nothing really to do with me for, like, with anything else. Like, that's
genuine connection with music. Yeah.
Because yeah. I mean, even because it's in all aspects, right? It's like anytime you're trying to get to the top, dancing, look at Lizzo's situation, you know what I'm saying? To the movies, look at the whole, you know, strike situation. They doing the whole AI generated shit because people on strike, you know. So it's just like I shout out to you for what you're doing, and hopefully you just stay careful.
Yeah, I don't really. These people, like, I was at the club, this girl, like, you're gonna shake your ass with me. Like, girl, when I get ready to shake ass, I'm gonna do it because that's what the fuck I feel in my spirit. Like, bitch, I'm not doing that shit. I have no problem with telling these bitches and looking at them. They, like, you feel like you better than us. Like, no, I don't feel like I'm better than you. If that's what you want to do, I really support you. I mean, I'm just not doing that shit. So if you cool with that, then that's fine. If not, then no. Like, I gotta be with around people that's just as mean as me. If you a female, if you're not, then I can't even fuck with you. Like, I don't. You know, I'm kind of on my own little wave, and I'm okay with that.
I'm not wrong with that. And sometimes you got to be a little bit of an asshole because people out here is weird. So that brings me to a few questions I have. Well, more than a few questions, but...
People is weird. It's crazy. That is very factual. You motherfuckers are weird.
I'm just, you know, we see it every day. People doing a bunch of weird, goofy shit just for the sake of it. I don't even know. But I digress. You know, Walmart's a wild place. But anywho, so what?
Walmart's a wild place, my baby. Hey, I keep my gun on you every time I go to Walmart.
I fucked up with that one, bro. That's crazy. You got to take your gun to Walmart.
I mean, like that. So what kind of got you into music and like inspired you? Because I know you started with dancing, so was it like a transition? Do you still kind of do both?
I used to like watching Tina Turner. Like, what's love got to do with it? I know I probably shouldn't have been watching that shit. I was young. I was like 3 and 4 watching that. And I used to always imitate her. And I used to like, I told my mom, like, I wanted to sing. I wanted to be on Broadway. And I don't know. I just, for whatever reason, I think, when I went to choose my major, they didn't have enough dancers. So by default, they're like, you know, you can dance. You kind of got to do this. So I'm like, cool. But I always wanted to make music. So, yeah.
How would you describe your sound?
I don't know. That's an interesting question. So
thank you.
I think I'm versatile for one thing. Like, I don't think that I have music that, like, I have a lot of unreleased music, but even the stuff that I feel like is dropped, I don't feel like it all sounds the same. I'm working on a project right now. And while I think all like everything fits, I think that it's that each song is extremely particular. Like, I'm excited. I don't know. I guess I make pop music. I guess. Maybe
I listened to Make a Wish, and that I didn't want to make an assumption of what you were trying to sound for, but it was really, it had a certain, I wouldn't say island vibe, but it was kind of it was real light, it was real floaty, if that's a word. It was relaxed. So mm-hmm. Congratulations. This project
is really old, and I made the song, I think I made them when I was like 21 or something, but I released them. Like, I wanted to go back and fix the songs. I didn't have the stems on, so I didn't, like, go back or whatever. But I dropped them just because I did like those songs. I don't know. I feel like my sound now, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I do like Make-A-Wish, though, a lot.
It was good. So I commend you on that. If y'all haven't, I got it on Apple Music. Go ahead and get Make-A-Wish. Download that. Don't do it right now because you're listening to the show, but do it afterwards. So, what if you had one artist you immediately works too because you can double screen it, but you know, just make sure y'all paying attention. Who was your inspiration?
Just in general,
as far as like making music, like what's I wouldn't say an artist you try to like gear towards, but like a sound that you picked up, and you like, I kind of want to take that and make it my own, if that makes sense.
I don't know, like, My relationship with music is interesting, I feel like, because I come from a dance background. So I feel like I make music that, like, I guess I'm really making the music that I like. And I feel like I took things from a lot of different artists because, I don't know. But I like Drake. I think that, like, back when I was in, like, high school, his music, like, did it for me for a long time. Like, I'm like, this nigga is awesome. While I like Chris Brown's music, or, like, I think he's talented, I wasn't really the biggest fan of his music. I felt like he just started dropping, like, just releasing just anything. Like, but I have more respect for him now that I'm older. Like, I fuck with Chris Brown.
You appreciate it more now.
I appreciate it more. Like, that's a little bit different, like, for me now. I don't know. I listen to all, like, them old artists. I used to be listening to, like, Vivian and, like, yeah, and, like, Dion and all them. Like, I like old music. I feel like I'm a monotone person. I like, I'm quiet. I like the softer, like, sides of things, I guess.
If you had one choice right now at this very moment, if you had one choice to pick any artist alive or dead to make a song with right now for the free,
who you pick? You know what it is. Drake? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe
Drake?
Wait a second. I don't know. Maybe. I can't choose. It's got to be one of them. It's going to be one of them. I fuck with Drake.
Damn,
but I really fuck
with Wayne. Hey, man, I'm mad you hating on my nigga Drake right there, bro. Chill out. He got a lot going on right now, bro. Chill out, bro. He got enough hate going on right now, bro. He don't need you, boo.
He hates me. Damn. I'm sorry.
Dude, boo.
The Soulja Boy sound.
Got enough hate going on, bro.
Drake. I just think we gonna sound good together. That's why. I feel like we, like, our voices sound good.
Nah, I fuck with you. I fuck with it. I respect Drake to a T. You know what? I'm what you would call.
You gotta respect it. You have no choice but to respect it. You have no choice but to respect it.
Country
21 number one. You got one more than Mike, bro. Come on, chill out.
Listen, I'm what you would call a countryist, right? So I don't like nobody coming from a whole nother country. You know,
I'm not going. I'm like literally on the same way. When I heard about the motherfuckers crossing that border like crazy, I was mad as shit. Like, right? Yeah, I really think
I'm shaking my shit, bro. Like, don't do that. And then the people,
is that his fault because the people gravitated towards him? Is that,
man, I mean, it's like, dang, no, we already got somebody here.
Damn,
they was clowning him for being on Degrassi. He was never supposed to make it, but for whatever reason, he made that shit happen and it worked.
Yeah,
no, he was freestyling, and Wayne walked in the room and heard him freestyling during some type of.
Why don't you blame Wayne?
I love Wayne, though, like.
Now, see, if you would have said Wayne, I'd have been like, fat.
I'm going to say, I didn't think about it, because I'm like, Wayne is definitely the greatest rapper of all time, in my opinion. I'm not going to lie. Like I said, I feel like me and Drake would sound together. But after I said it, I'm like, no, like, fuck my talk, man. Shit, no.
It's definitely going to be money for life.
So if you want something crazy, you probably gonna go with Wayne. But if you want a nigga to be singing and make your shit all cute and shit,
why you make me sound like Diddy, like he dancing all over the track, man? You gotta get off this Drake, man. Like, you just gotta let
when Drake called Juby,
you act like Drake just came across the border and took dude's job. Like,
no, so what he did, so I'm gonna tell you what really pissed me off about two things pissed me off about Drake. First off, his first single that he dropped made me feel like his whole album was about to be fired. When he bought the album cash and that shit was singing, I was pissed. After that, I was like, okay, for the ladies, I ain't even gonna be mad at him. Second thing he did that pissed me off was this nigga took a nigga bitch that got a 9-to-5. Like, why would you do that to that man? So I ain't got no more respect after
you mad. Maybe the dude is. How you gonna be mad for another dude?
I'm saying, though, like you really did it to Flay. You broke up their whole home, my nigga. You wasn't about to make this bitch your bitch, my nigga. You did this shit. It wasn't like you seen her at the bar and was like, okay, la la la. You met her at one of your shows and pulled her. No, you intentionally showed this man that his $1,000 a week ain't shit. And let me show you right quick. And then sit there back. Like, they had a whole family, my nigga. Now he has to remember. that Drake was with his bitch for however, whatever, and did whatever, and don't you don't even know because she might not even be talking. Fuck Drake, he did that man bad, dog. Let's fuck up, bro.
All right, word.
That's crazy.
We gonna move past that.
Another nigga who do that shit is Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather need to stop doing that shit.
But that's what they thought that I did, dog. He was supposed to stop doing like that.
I thought you had the reason for this.
He's supposed to be with a bitch that ain't gonna do him like that. That's
hey, I mean, but come on, I ain't gonna lie to you. Listen, I love my woman. I just chose
for the wrong reason.
Beyonce come right now, I'm cheating. So I get it. Like, I'm just saying, though, it still would be like, why would Beyonce do some bullshit like that? Knowing that me and my woman is out here making it happen, we get it done. Can you come in here and just make it that much easier and then drop me off afterwards? What type of woman would she be?
What's wrong with you asking to do some shit like that? That was the most.
Wayne,
come get my bitch, man. I'm gonna be like, bro, you gotta get pregnant.
All right, moving to my next
one. You just got to. It's like, look, if you gonna take it that far, you might as well take it all the fuck away. Like, you bitch, you better have that damn baby.
All right,
this nigga's wild.
But before we get that far, you shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. You feel me?
Correct. Amen.
See? Well, you can't blame Drake because she said yes.
No, that's the
thing. What he was doing, bro.
She knew what he was doing.
The nigga make $1,000 per minute, bro. That's the let's just talk about it.
Hey, man.
So, okay. And that's literal.
It don't matter, bro. I mean, mind your business, bro.
Yeah. I ain't telling pockets, but what I'm saying is he make what we trying to make in the year.
Come with the world.
Fuck it, man. It ain't about
hey, listen.
What if that man was abusive?
Make the fucking music. That's all I care about, the music.
What if he was abusive? We don't know why she did that shit, you know?
And she left.
I would hope that.
Right.
I would hope that
he beat her ass and giving her $850.
Floyd Mayweather won
$850.
What you gonna do? You thought you gonna be Drake? Like, fuck.
Floyd Mayweather once said, "Why would you bring your bitch around me? Why would you bring your wife around me?" Floyd Mayweather said that. I don't think we need to have this more discussion about niggas with money who just, you know, feel like they own the world anymore. Like,
if your bitch could get, she wasn't yours to begin with. That's how I feel.
The gangsta exactly. Is niggas is at the Diddy parties in the black room.
They know, bro. You can't get mad at a nigga if that
and what's going on, bro? Hey, bro. If your girl go out there and get chose, bro.
I think all girls get chose, bro.
I think all girls get chose, man. But some of them make the right decision, bro. A lot of them make the right decision.
Hey.
Come on, bro. You can't be like that, bro. You can't just think that a woman going to just be like, hey, a couple of dollars going to change it.
Shit, today? Everybody crying about his money, bro. Listen, I need money. You know how much eggs cost? You know how much this costs? You know how much gas costs? Like, these motherfuckers are damn near about to get a life up over a dollar, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. This is why we're getting all this bullshit ass.
This is why we're getting all this bullshit ass music right now, bro.
Listen, the bullshit ass, they tell them to say and sing and do the happy hippie dance, and that's what the fuck these motherfuckers do. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Like, soon as somebody put a bag in their face right now, man, that's where the respect go. That shit is crazy, bro. Trust me out.
I don't know if all artists do that, but I ain't gonna get into that right now. We'll see that for another day.
Yes, sir.
We'll come back to that. I do have some more questions because I did want to, because we live in an age now where the internet is so prevalent as far as like being able to market yourself, promote yourself, really put your own music out there. How has the internet really helped your career or, you know, impacted your career, I should say?
So while I post like on social media and everything, I'm not really too invested in that. I've really been what I'm focused on right now is just trying to get my music out I want people, like, if they hear my stuff and they like, I want to hear more, I want it to be a nice amount of music for them to listen to, but I also want it to be stuff that I didn't like, I like. So I've definitely met, like, and reached, like, been able to reach a lot of people. I guess I know people everywhere now. Like, people, like, they talk to me all the time. People ask me about features and stuff, which I don't really like to do. I'm not pressed. It's been good and bad. Like, Instagram, I don't know. They message me. Like, they called me the other day, but I don't know. I'm not really... I'm in the world. Like, I'm not of it. So I'm not pressed. Like, I feel like I'm not in a rush. Like, I'm on my own time. So I guess if I want to utilize that stuff, like, I can. Like, I have other resources and stuff, but I'm working on myself and my craft and stuff that I want to do.
Oh, that should have come, huh?
That's what I think about shit like being organic, like organic buzz, like, shit gonna come. When you rotate around it, it'll come to you. Like, I feel like that energy, when you put that energy in it, it'll come to you. Like, genuine shit. That's what makes you the best, bro.
Like, I don't believe in paying for stuff. Like when my family and they hear about opportunities, like, oh, how much does it cost? Like, we'll pay. Like, I'm not paying for none of this shit, to be honest with you. Like, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, like, some of these people, like, why, like, oh, they can't rap. Like, I feel like you make it for different reasons. Like, I don't really care for a lot of the new artists, but I like Sexy Red. I think she's funny. So I'm willing to listen to her because she's not making me mad. Some of y'all actually, like, some of them, I'm like, I'm not listening to you, bro. But her, I'll be listening to her. I'll be cracking the fuck up. I'll be walking around, like, just the house, just saying her lines. Like, and I'm just sitting there weak. I'm like, bro, she funny as shit. Like, I can't be mad at her. You know what I mean? I can't be mad that y'all made. And then they be making their own people famous, too. Like, some of this shit is y'all fault. So, you know. Yeah. Like,
it's okay for the kids to rap that shit.
Some of these people that.
You said what?
You feel like it's okay for the kids to be rapping it?
Hell no. I'm big on disrespectful kids. I don't like that. Like, my kids are actually homeschooled because I refuse to have to deal with certain shit. So, like, they go, you know, they can be around other children and stuff, but it's just, like, ain't no, a lot of cursing. Like, I'm watching these kids, not be in school, they be cursing. They bad as hell. Like, they be breaking windows and shit. I'm like, y'all really bad. Like, I don't know. It's some new shit for me, though. I don't remember being that bad. And I don't remember, like, my parents. I'm like, yo, we used to be bad. Damn, like, these motherfuckers bad. Like, bro, like, they bad. Like, three-year-old, four-year-olds, like, they're cursing. Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like,
I definitely don't.
Philly, I'm like, I'm here watching the news. They, like, an 8-year-old shot a 10-year-old and threw him in a dumpster. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this. But I guess this shit is normal now. So, you know.
They only need an 84 for an A in California, I guess, from my understandings, allegedly. An 84 gets you an A, so.
And that's the other thing. I feel like some of this, like, a lot of that with the kids, it's the parents' fault. Like, I know that, like, they don't like to hear it. Every time you tell females, like, oh, it's the woman's fault, it's the girl's fault, bitch. Like, because that's your kids. You're supposed to not be letting them be ignorant. You know what I mean? It's a lot that goes into it, but that shit started home. Like, I know for a fact there was certain ways that I would not go out in public and certain things that I just wouldn't do. Like, I was not going to embarrass my mom like that. Like, I was not going to do that. Like, while we did shit, I don't know. These kids, I feel like they're just taking it too far. Some of it is the music, but, like, the one girl, like, I got a neighbor. She be blasting Sexy Red and her 12-year-old child out here telling these little 15-year-old boys that she's 15 out here doing all sorts of stuff. Got, you know, these little boys in her house and shit. And she like, I don't know where you get this shit, bitch. I'll tell you where she get it from. She's sitting around listening to Sexy Red with your fucking ass all day. You think she's not, like, adorable what the fuck this girl is saying, especially at the age she at? Like, you gotta be crazy. I don't listen to that shit. Like, I'm listening to that shit when I'm in the car on the way to the club. I'm not listening to that shit around no kids. No. Like, I don't know. Like, cursing, I don't know. When I hear, like, these words around kids, I be cringing, so I don't know how they just sit around. Like, I'm like, I be looking at people like, I don't know, my kids can't get in the car with you.
I need to get back to the questions, but I forgot I need to get your opinion on this post. So I was on the internet, on the interwebs yesterday, and I came across this post, and because I couldn't understand what she was saying. But here's the post. This woman put on the internet that she slept with a man in order to get a job, and then after she got the job, they continued to, you know, do the grown thing. He was married. He divorced his wife. They ended up getting together, got married. But now, here lately, she's been feeling a little, her spinal senses is tingling in the back of her head, her wig, just that one part of her wig stand up, and she get, you know what I'm saying, a little fifth sense, you know what I'm saying, because he hired a new public assistant, you know, personal assistant at the job, and now she feels some kind of way. You know, she a Christian, but now she having African thoughts. Her words, not mine.
crazy as shit, though, so I feel like
her words not now, feel like she being replaced. Does she have a reason to have that one piece of her wig standing up?
Is that universal? That's called karma.
Well,
definitely. Definitely have your fucking, how she got her scalp sticking the fuck up. She should be. She tried to glue that bitch down.
And then when she asked him about it, he's like, if you don't like it, you can quit and just be a stay-at-home mom. Ooh, that burns in your soul, nigga. Burns. So when I read
it, that's
her. That burned, nigga.
Yeah. Shit. When I first read it, I'm with you. I was like, yeah, that's definitely karmatic comedy. Because the same way you got them is probably the same way you're gonna lose them.
No, but if she can be a spare home mom, that's kind of like you kind of still like you still doing good. Like,
hey man, but hey, but
if he got money, fuck that, like, if he really got money,
it's a bigger issue here. What the fuck? Boom, it's a bigger issue here. What fucking company do we work for? And how does he keep fucking the?
Oh my god.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. I'm in the movie, so I guess it's real.
He owned the company. Apparently,
I think she ain't told the whole story. I think it's more to the story.
Let me see. Kept sleeping. He had it. Oh, they had a son together. You know.
So technically, he probably felt locked in. He probably didn't even want to be locked in like that. And if they had a son together, he might have used her credit to get the company. You know what I'm saying? He might have gained her up some shit.
He already hired. That's how she got in there because, you know, he bumped them to get the job. She got the job there. Then they kept doing it. And then he got unmarried to his first wife to marry her. And now, you know, they together.
He like a manager, supervisor, president, CEO.
So let's call him the owner of the company. Let's say he out Vince McMahon in it.
Oh,
wow.
He's choosing, bitch.
He's a wild boy.
You gotta accept that. That comes with the game. Like, if you jump on this, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, if you play Monopoly, you might not get Boardwalk and Park Place, bro. That's just what I'm saying. So if you decided you want to jump on this man, knowing that he got the bag,
he called him Baltic Avenue. All right, I can dig it. I just thought it was weird because can't expect it to be what it wasn't when it was what it was. Like, y'all got together on some weird ass circumstances. And now
I ain't gonna lie though, real quick. My bad, DC. Hey, Baltic Avenue. And that other one, Meridian, that might be the best places to get. Now continue. My bad, bro.
Thank you. All right, we're going to do Monopoly with one-on-one with Boom next. But I just, I want to get y'all to think. I wanted to get y'all opinion on that because I felt like it was a weird situation. And the fact that you put it on the internet gives us a chance to talk about it because if you ain't want it known, you shouldn't have put it on Beyonce's internet, as they say.
Like, I don't know, they be African as fuck.
So can I ask you a question? Because I always get curious, especially with like women artists or celebrities and stuff like that. Do you get a lot of weird inboxes?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you
damn.
It's weird niggas.
What up with niggas in pictures, bro?
What is going on? I be mad at it often. Like, I had to go through the messages so I don't even get them on a regular basis. Like, I had this grown ass man ask me if I would eat his ass. Like, bro.
Oh, man.
I'm good.
It's a wild boy.
All types of shit.
You know, higher, hello, or nothing.
Yeah, like, and I'm like, people really feel comfortable. Like, this one dude, he sent me all these ugly ass pictures of himself. Like, he got a big ass head. Like, that shit crazy.
Damn, bro.
Like, but he just, I'm like, bro, down, like, down, you down, want down. Me to see this shit? Like, I don't understand. I'm like,
damn.
And he white.
Oh, he, man, that's even wilder.
I know. Wow.
Damn.
I was gonna ask about the marketing scams, but you went a whole different direction before I could even get the full sentence out. But I appreciate you though.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of that too. I don't really interact with people like about stuff like that. Like, if I don't know you in person, I don't send money like over, like,
because I know, like, especially like Instagram. You get a lot of those weird, especially for like podcasters. I know some artists was telling me they get a lot of weird, quote unquote, promoters who can, you know, make something happen. You know what I'm saying? And you ain't got to put too much into it. You can just show up and it's, I'd be like, dog, I don't really get those. And then every now and then as a black man, you get those weird fake white sugar mama profiles. I don't know if y'all got them yet, but I had a few. I'm out here like that. Hit me up like, yeah, I'm going to get day. All you gotta do is, anyway. So I mean, it's like, going on.
Months back, like, until the end of summer. But they contacted me through they hacked like a family member's page and contacted me through that. So that's why, like, I was responding to them or whatever. But I was able to get my pages back though. I was like, I'll hack the damn hacker. That shit was crazy.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm still hacked. I don't even know who to contact to get unhacked. And I'm hacked right now.
Damn.
It was a whole, like, process. I had to request, like, a code or whatever. But I had to log in when they weren't watching and switch the code and take all the other, like, switch all, like, the login and all that shit. So, I don't know. I'm sitting here with my friend, and I'm like, bro, like, I'm...
Bro, I woke up, and it was a...
Ask.
I'm sorry.
I know, I was sitting with my friend, and, like, I'm like, bro, like, I'm pissed off. I'm like, I want my page back, and he's a hacker. He's like, bro, I tried to get it back because I know the person that took it. He's like, I'm trying to get it back for you. He's like, they're not trying to let me have it or whatever. I'm like, bro, I'm sitting there sad. I'm like, what time is it? He like, it's 5 o'clock. I'm like, bro. I was like, what time do the scammers be up? He's like, they sleep right now. I'm like, yo. I was like, bro, right as he's saying this shit, I'm logging in. I get in. I'm like, oh, shit. Change that shit. The fucking they woke up. They messaged me talking about why you do me like that. I was like, bro, like, you said my face is like, what are you talking about? Like, it was funny, though. They actually just messaged me a few days ago. I was cracking the fuck up. We cool, but like, I'm like, y'all need to hire me, though, because I did better than y'all, bitch.
How would you feel if you found out that it was your friend that actually did you like this?
I don't have a lot of friends, bro. Like, I got acquaintances. Like, I got like 12 contacts in my phone, so I don't fuck with people like that.
Or the person that was actually telling you about the scammer. What if he was the person or she? What if they were the person?
I wouldn't be offended. I wouldn't say that we're that close. And plus, like, I already, like, you know, I'm telling you, you're a scammer. I already know what you get into. So, like, if you felt like you had to do that.
Because there ain't no rules in that shit, right? Like, you scamming who the fuck ever. Don't leave your social security card around me, nigga, because I have a bitch.
Hey, grandma.
Yeah. I would say, like, I'm private, but I don't really put too much past. But that's why I'm kind of the way that I am. Like, that's why I'm kind of distant with people.
Yeah, they got me. They said I owe like $687 because I did so many ads. And I ran two ads, my first two ads. I ran two ads for my podcast. But then after that, I never ran no more. Next thing I know, it was like you blocked for 24 hours for posting something. They had like a Muslim dude standing over another dude with a knife to his neck or some shit. I'm like, man, I didn't post this shit. So they already done blocked me by now. I can't find nobody. Then they let me go, but they told me I couldn't go live for 30 days. So I just was allowed to go live like 2 days ago. But they still saying I owe $687 in ads. And I'm like, who the fuck do I contact about this shit? I ain't like all these ads just being read. It's like, do you want your dick bigger? And it's crazy ass.
That's probably an agent. You sure?
They doing me bad right now, dog.
You got to chill the fuck out.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
I don't know who the contact. So anybody know who the contact?
No.
Somebody, I'm cracking up.
Dude, I contact the medical support, and every time, like, I'll be like, I can't go live because somebody hacked my page, and then they'll make me go through this process and send them a screenshot. But then they respond, and every time they respond, their response is, you can't go live because you owe on your account. I didn't do the shit. What nobody tell me how to get about this?
Yo,
bitch.
Boo. They hacked your shit to sell gas station dick pills, my boy.
And I'm talking about running one ad $87, one ad $97, another ad $37, hey. $27. Nigga, none of this is for podcast lit. What are y'all talking about, bro?
Oh my god, yo, I'm dying, man. They hacked your shit, man.
No, don't laugh at my pain. Help me.
Please.
She's about to hand me the blood. I need it, mama.
Man, I had the worst.
How many followers do you have?
I only got like probably like 300-400, close to 400, somewhere in there.
I'm not gonna lie to you. They basically told me that if I didn't have the amount of followers I had, that they didn't give a fuck.
So by 400, you basically telling me, nigga,
you
start over.
I'm not trying to be smart, but that's definitely what they told me. It was like, okay, they was like, we're gonna send you this one. They was like, we don't have it.
So that means I'm at 0.4 of what you got. So if they're telling you that.
The detective walked up to your house and was like, yeah, we're going to look for your shit and threw that through the hole.
Try again, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know how they write.
Ball that bitch up. Ball the report up. Threw never that bitch happen. On the ground. Stuffed on that bitch.
Hey, never going to happen. You'll never see your shit again. You might as well start.
Never looking for that shit.
I'm weak.
Crazy.
Oh my God.
You know how that detective looks. I'm like, yeah, we're going to look for your stuff, sir.
I'm going to say this, though. Philly people have a way.
We're going to look for your spouse. You know, you know, mature. You come home.
They got a way of letting you know you ain't shit in the nicest way. You know.
That's very hey, I know this. Now she's like,
I'm telling you that.
He's like, so she said 400. She was like, you ain't get your shit back.
Yo, they're not
gonna find it. They're not gonna find it, baby.
You better all start. And then she was like, no, you better all start over. Because I'm gonna tell you what they told me.
I'm okay with it. No, I didn't mean it like that.
You didn't get the paperwork? You didn't get the paperwork?
I know you ain't mean it like that. I know. You know, I'm sorry. I know you ain't mean it like that. That's probably what I need to ask. You know, honestly.
Y'all wrong.
You didn't get the money,
dude. I thought about that. Because look, not to take over, man. I was going to revamp my show, right? Because my show is about Black empowerment. But I found out the niggas don't give a fuck, right? So I was like, kind of like, fuck niggas at this point. So I was going to revamp it anyways.
All right, well, them niggas, you said fuck you till they hacked your page. You're like, all right, fuck me, nigga. I'm going to make sure. Because I'm going to sell dick pic, dick pills on your page, nigga. Now it's fuck you. And everybody fucking with you.
And I ain't accepting no more Apple Podcaster damn, promoters. Bro. Understand?
Oh, God. Hey. Nah, nigga, you sell a gas station.
That's Africans.
I do not need my, I don't need you to make a logo for me. I got Canva, bitch. I know how to do it now.
That's how they do it. That is crazy. I ain't seen that on Mass Boom, so I ain't know you was that.
Copilot. Copilot, make your shit right now. So I ain't fucked them. Fuck them. They got me. My 400 followers, I got to go try and get them back now.
She had 400 followers. Mm.
Well,
he said,
get out of here. She just told you. And she fucking got it back.
Hey, Court, hold on, Court. I'm gonna do it one more time. It looks like
three plus two. Take away the one. Yeah, man, that again,
Come on there.
She leaked it when she got it. She said,
I ain't laughing. I mean, you got your page. You might want to just start off,
bro. She said,
"You might just start off."
Hey, bro, I ain't gonna stop, bro. All she had to do was,
"You're funny."
Get her back up and walk out.
That's crazy, yo.
Yeah, go ahead and start over, bro.
Yeah, boo, just start over.
Sorry.
We back.
I mean, people like, oh, I gotta be more careful about what I say. I'm cracking the fuck up.
She was sweet about it though. She was like,
"Damn, I did do that."
Like, start
I didn't mean to do that.
Sweetie, they ain't gonna stop. They're not gonna look for that, sweetie.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I don't get to look for that.
And then y'all egging it on and shit.
Hey, bro. That was
sorry, bro. I apologize. I apologize, bro.
It was not funny until y'all said
funny, bro. That shit was hilarious, bro.
Like, all right, we about to get this shit. How much you got? He's like, you know, $3-4.
Hey, ladies, this is how y'all stick together because y'all wouldn't have did this.
Smoke on your own.
Brothers, we just did a whole 15-minute segment on me having 400 followers. You see the motherfucking love we give each other. Now, if this would have been a whole panel full of women, they'd have been like, don't worry about it, girl. We got your messages and followers.
It's not about the followers, boom.
$687. I can't even post an ad no more. These niggas laughing at me.
Be not. Oh, okay. This is the fact that this, she I'm was sorry, like,
I'm sorry, bro. Come on, bro.
Yeah. It's just about 0.18 what I got, nigga.
I've never seen a response like that before, boom.
Yeah,
I've never seen a response like that. The response was unique. It was a unique response. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't perfect, bro.
I actually felt good after she said it. So y'all made it worse. Because when she said it, I felt good. I
they turned into something completely different.
Right. She made me feel good. She like, you go ahead and start you another page and your life gonna get better. Watch.
We got the same thing. She just said it a little nicer. That's all that was. I don't care what they say about you. You all right.
Like, he must have a lot of followers.
He must really give a fuck about his page.
He give a fuck about this page.
He really.
She asked that nigga. She said 400.
Yeah,
I would have been mad. No matter, I would have been mad. Just regardless.
That's what kind of show this is. We
you let me give you all this training for 400.
Yeah, all this noise you make. But no, we appreciate it because believe it or not, that's what the show's about. It's about having fun. Like, we don't want you to feel like, you know, too big or too small. We just want you to enjoy, you know, the time. We definitely like promoting it and making sure people know what's going on in the world and what our guest is about. But I'm hopefully you enjoyed yourself with this craziness.
You're funny.
Thank you. So before we go, before we get ready to go, Boom, I gotta ask you, what's your new Instagram name gonna be?
Oh my god, hey man, follow you first, bro.
Make sure you be the first follower.
When I start my new podcast, can I get an interview?
I'll be the first
follower. Damn, Court, we got cut out the deal.
Word.
Ain't you looting on us? Like, like, yeah, I'm gonna be the first and first guest. Fuck you, these
up here. Hey, bro, hey, you 399 away.
Mm-hmm.
399 away.
But it's about that time, man. I appreciate you for coming on. Enjoyed you. I did enjoy Make a Wish. If you guys haven't already, go ahead and get on Apple Music. Make sure y'all download that and share it. It is a nice album EP. So what is next for you? Like, what? Yeah, I know you're working on a project. What do you have besides the project that you really are excited about? Because I know you're excited about the project. But what's next for you?
Honestly, so these last few singles I've like released, I released one called Midnight. That is something off my project. I'm excited for my project. I feel like it's going to be extremely like the music that I want to make. It's going to be a little fresh, but I have a lot of songs, so I feel like I'm just starting with this. I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to be releasing some stuff that's hopefully is going to be uplifting. I plan to try to show more versatility with the next few things that I'm about to drop. I'm trying to drop something in like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not really sure. I have a feature with somebody that's supposed to be coming out soon, so I don't know when they'll be doing that. So I don't know. And I'm trying to get comfortable and just start working on some visuals, to be honest.
Well, whenever you do all that, just let me know. I definitely will promote that. Appreciate having you on. Don't go nowhere yet because I definitely need you to drop all your socials here in a second. Boom, what have you learned today? You're on mute, brother. I know you were saying something very profound. So shit, go 400 followers. He turned his mic off for everything. Go ahead, brother.
I've learned that I shouldn't drink and smoke while doing podcasts, because during the middle of the podcast I was saying a lot, and then after somebody else started talking, I forgot everything I said. So I didn't know, so I need to be more focused. I learned that I need to be more focused.
Okay. Court, what should a boomer have learned?
Boom should have learned that the meta don't give a fuck about 325. Okay. If you got under 325 and you get hacked, call it quits. I woke up, it was a whole Chinese family on my
pet. Oh, Court, I forgot about that.
I lost everything. I woke up, it was a whole Chinese family. I didn't even fight them. I said, fuck it. Y'all got it. I did not contact them. You contact them, folks. I didn't. Let me go make a new one. What I did, bro.
I forgot about
you
that.
You know, that you could be hacked at any time. Yeah, bro. Dude told me, fuck me. I had to translate it. Yeah, fuck you, bro.
I forgot about that.
Bro. Get out of here. Happens, bro.
Man, right there.
Yeah, they said the
niggas get hacked every day, B. What I learned today was you guys are amazing. Appreciate our guests. Please tell everybody where they can find you and follow you and support what you have going on.
I'm really on Instagram. You can follow me at Itty Bitty Ree. I'm fucking with Threads. I like that. So y'all can find me on there. I think that one's Ivy Ree. My TikTok, I think, is Ivy Ree. I'm not really on all the platforms like that. I'm still establishing presence on them. But most of my tags, if it's not Itty Bitty Ree, it's Ivy Ree for sure. I'm not on Twitter.
Talk to the people.
Don't fuck with Twitter.
I mean, I have one, but I just don't be on there.
No Twitter for y'all.
No,
I got it. Oh, okay. I fuck with Twitter. I fuck with X, but no, man.
I get on there to see the man.
Side note. This for my boy. For my boy, right? I'm very disappointed in Jake. So, by the way, I'm very disappointed in Cole. Just for the rap sake, bro. You got to keep this shit competition, my boy. You got to. Bro, for you to allow these kids to do a 20 and you be on the side of wrong, and you. I can't believe you, bro. To get jumped out here, you like to get jumped. What's wrong with you? You come here.
I don't know, but I'm never sorry, so I can't do anything wrong.
What about niggas? I'm mad I got a croak Rick Ross right now. Yeah, I know. I'm mad as fuck at Cole, bro.
Ooh.
Shitless right now, bro. I deleted all that shit off my phone. Everybody had to go.
Damn.
So look, I'm gonna say this. First things motherfucking first. Parents, them motherfucking kids need to understand who the motherfuck the boss is, or they can go find their own goddamn house. They don't pay me no motherfucking toilet paper to wipe my ass. I just want to throw that in the air. Second thing I wanted to throw in the air is Itty Bitty Ray. Itty Bitty Ree, excuse me. You very fucking dope. I wanted to let you know that I did listen to two of your songs. Now, he did give me a 3-day in advance, but I had a lot of shit going on. But today I was able to listen to two of your songs. And I want to say that I'm down. It's definitely a dope-ass song, and people should definitely go check that out. And I listened to it a couple times, man. So I just wanted to let you know that is definitely a good song. And the Midnight song that you spoke on earlier, that's another song that I listened to, and I definitely enjoyed that song as well. I'm gonna have to also listen to it again, you know what I'm saying, to get an understanding, just to comprehend it more. You know how we do. You gotta listen to it more than once. But I just wanna let you know that I like what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, and to keep on doing it and to keep yourself safe. When you do make it up top, please don't change your motherfucking heart. You feel me? Keep your heart in this shit, please. I beg you. And other than that, shout out to you for what you're doing. Shout out to DC for having me on the show. Shout out to my show podcast, Liz. Shout out to you, Courtney, man. And just shout out to all the black people there, and that's just, you know, being positive, man.
Word.
He didn't do it.
And you get an answer and they go, you shouldn't have probably gave that answer. Shout out to our guests that's making some dope, wonderful music. If you haven't already, please go make sure y'all go subscribe, download, tap in it, get in tune with it. Definitely on her way. Got a good vibe. It's a great vibe. Make a Wish was a vibe. Every song felt different. Every song had a different vibe to it, but I enjoyed it.
Hey, no, I rapped on the EP. I was fucking with it.
Also, I'm sorry to cut you guys off again. I just wanted to say it's either me and I need to fix my motherfucking internet. My nigga Courtney need to fix his motherfucking internet, man, because he chopping on my side, bro. And I just need you to get off of that. You feel me? Don't come up here.
I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if it was me or
you. Oh, so my it's me.
Now I'm noticing it. Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I noticed it. Yeah. The other thing I learned because he cut me off is that everybody is dope, man. There's a lot of people doing a lot of cool things, man. I enjoy being on the interwebs and seeing a lot of people promoting and uplifting each other. Not only that, but just supporting, man. It's now's a great time to get on board with somebody who you haven't seen before or know, because networking with strangers is better than, you know, trying to get your family members on. I said last week, my family don't give a fuck that I got a podcast. It's not for them. I mean, no, seriously, like they hear me talk shit all the time. So to them, it's, you know, just me talking with strangers. You know, they enjoy it, but, you know, and they share it, but they're not my audience. You know, sometimes we got to realize that family members ain't the audience. They ain't the mission. It's the people outside that you get to meet and interact with. I appreciate you because you just jumped in my inbox. I was like, hey, I want to come in the show. To me, that means a lot when people, you know, see what I'm doing and want to be a part of it. And I ain't got to pull teeth or nothing like that. So thank you. Because I was like, damn, I must be doing something. She want to fuck with me. That's cool. Let's go. Because I'm still, people don't realize that even on 40 years in, I'm still a fan. I still get excited, you know, no matter how big or small the show is, I still get excited when people genuinely want to fuck with the show and be a part of it or enjoy what we do and support it. I don't take that for granted. I don't, you know, just look past them like, oh yeah, you know, we popping. We ain't popping without the people. Because putting out a show and nobody listen to it, support it, you ain't doing shit. Let me ask y'all one more question before we leave. Have y'all ever, because I did something recently and it broke my heart. Y'all know on Instagram, you can get like 1 million followers, but you can only have like 75,000, you know, 7,500 or whatever it is. So I went back to like my beginning of when I started, and there were so many shows that was popping before we got started that ain't there no more. It was sobering. A lot of shows I looked up to ain't had a post in 3 or 4 years. You know what I mean? And I had to unfollow them, but at the same time, it made me realize that, you know, to still be somewhere, you know, you might not be where you want to be, it's still an accomplishment because it's a lot of people who start when you started bagging groceries or doing something else. Or, you know, they ain't got a podcast no more. They doing like a vegan blog about Canadian turkey bacon. This shit could be here today, today. So appreciate your position. Know that you're doing something and keep doing it. Creating content ain't easy. Great music ain't easy. If everybody could do it, everybody would be doing it. You know what I mean? So don't let nobody discourage you from making your art. Because it ain't easy getting up every day and doing something and it don't feel like it's working. And, you know, people looking around at you and looking at you weird, feel like you give up. Don't, you know, keep going and break through. It's possible. You know what I mean, but I was going back and seeing some of the pages, like when this page first started, ain't made a post since like 2022. Mm-hmm. Weird, yo. But like I said, I appreciate our guests. Make sure y'all go
get a question for us and then ask us.
Like I said, I appreciate
that nigga answered that bitch.
Thank you for having me, guys. I appreciate y'all.
He answered his own question. Okay.
What happened? My music.
He answered his own question. He said,
I got a question for y'all. Here my answer.
I got a question for y'all. Y'all niggas podcast is gone. Fuck y'all podcast. Get the bitches off the web. Nigga, y'all niggas got 2 followers now. I'm out, bitch. Have a good week. What was the question?
The question is, my bad. I went on a tangent, my bad. The question is, if y'all ever did that, like, went back and did this to y'all, like, past followers.
Going on the random this shit.
Like, it just felt weird. So, boom, if you ever look back to some of the people you started, you started podcast lit page. See if they still in business, in action.
I think that some of those people probably got on the same shit that I was on with whatever genre of podcasting that they decided they was going to do. They probably just felt like motherfuckers weren't fucking with them and got very discouraged. Me, I was there. I was there more because of what was going on, more personal, like with family and shit. I was just more like, I can't think correctly. And niggas not giving the fuck. So I was damn near ready to give up, right? But I had to remember that, nigga, the only way for me to express how I'm feeling is through my podcast. So regardless of what people are doing around me or who watching, I'm going to still do it, right? And so shout out to them motherfuckers that gave up, you know, probably because of whatever the fuck they was going through. And I'm going to just tell you this. I don't give a fuck if you ain't did your podcast in 3 years, man. Pick that motherfucker up and do the new show, nigga, and fuck it. Express yourself because ain't nobody going to give a fuck anyway. So they ain't going to give a fuck. You might as well make it a craft and do it yourself and give a fuck about yourself. Leave a statement for yourself. You feel me? When we leave this earth, if a motherfucker don't give a fuck, at least when they type in your name on YouTube 20, 30 years from now, they'll see how the fuck you was feeling. Fuck them. So that's all I got for y'all. Keep it going, man. Fuck them motherfuckers.
Very poignant. Court.
I look back because you know a lot of people that do like that. So for me, it's like, I gave up myself. I was like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't have no, when you don't have, like, it's a tough thing to do. And you driving it, you trying to make it daily, you trying to work, you trying to be a family person, you trying to do all that shit. So when you have a craft like this and people don't support it, it'd be kind of hard to, so for me, I do understand quitting and leaving it alone. I'm getting back up. But nigga, I paid that student loans. And I said, I'm back, bitch. I'm back on motherfucking shit. So I see that first student loan come out. I said, yep. Yeah. I podcast the next week. I'm back on the circuit. I'll see y'all niggas next week. So I couldn't let them bully like that. Can't beat it twice.
All right. I ain't paying them. Anywho, Ree, have you ever went back and kind of seen some of the followers and see if they still, you know,
yeah, that's a lot of people. I don't know where they are. I'm like, is this motherfucking jail?
See, that's a crazy idea. I was like, man, these people ain't posting. Then they had like a personal page, so I go check their personal page and make sure they're still alive or something at least before I unfollow them. I don't want to follow a memorial page. But it's like at the same time, I don't want to follow my memorial page. It just feels weird.
Yeah, it was a girl. I noticed she wasn't on there, and then they posted on like a news site that she was missing. And I'm like, damn.
I just unfollowed.
They get unfollowed sometimes.
I've been there.
If they come back though, like if they hit me up, like oh shit, like I'll be like, oh okay, there you go. But I don't know. Yeah.
Make a post and I see it, I'll follow them again, but I can't follow a ghost. You know, you ain't post because it was some pages, you know, had posts since like 2020, 2022, 21, 23. And I'm like, damn, some of these pages ain't posted in 2 years. I'm obviously you didn't walk away because I mean, you want to be following a page that ain't posting. You only get so many followers. So every now and then I do a little spring cleaning and just go back to the beginning and see who's still making content. And if they not, you know, hit that unfollow. Sorry.
I do that on Xbox easily, though, man. If I see you ain't been on a whole bunch of days on the game, nigga, fuck you. Anyways, don't even play the game together, nigga.
All right, well, on that aggressive note, you're going to get the fuck up out of here.
You got to go.
That was real mad aggressive, yo. You niggas don't play the game no more. Y'all got family, jobs, and shit.
The fuck I got all these friends for you niggas don't even play the game. I'm trying to get the followers real quick.
Hey, Court, niggas who got a job and shit, he ain't for him. I dare y'all not play the game and be on vacation and shit. I'm out here trying to run the record.
You can't play. Yeah.
This nigga.
What's wrong with y'all? Trying to hoop, nigga.
Yeah. It's aggressive. But again, I appreciate you, Itty Bitty Reed, for coming on. Definitely want to have you back. Like I said, we definitely want to support what you got going on. We love to make sure that people know, no matter what, we got your back. We try to make sure that it ain't just lip service. There's a lot of past guys. You go on and be like, all right, man, I want to stay up with you. And then I had a dude tell me that. He's like, all right, man, let's do some work. Let's collaborate. We was on screen. So we got off screen. He's like, all right, Dan, got off the thing, and they gonna follow me. I was like, God damn. Damn, you didn't even come to the dresser, nigga. You just walked the fuck out in haste, nigga. Like, what the? This nigga, like, that's hurtful. I was like, damn, he did it before I could. Damn, that's
damn.
Man, Gordon, I wanted to do it first.
He was just
crazy, but I appreciate
it. Was that bad of an interview?
No. He was weird. He was just a weird fella. weird. He just, as soon as we got off, he's like, it was the Brian Gumbel, like, yeah, we're gonna make sure we work together and collaborate, Black Power. And I was like, I ain't gonna
what episode was this? I'd love to go watch this episode.
I don't even know if Fish.
No, I ain't gonna try to put him on blast real quick.
I don't even remember dude's name. That's how long ago this was. But yeah, that motherfucking show bounced out of that motherfucker quick. And it was one of them black Oreos. He was like a black dude, you know, but he grew up in the suburbs, but he wanted to be down with the people. I was his Malcolm X. He was trying to use me for some views and shit. It's cool.
I hang with the brothers.
Yeah, it was like, right with the struggle, man. DC from what the shit. Yeah, you know. And we got through the interview. He was like, yeah, brother, you know, stay up, uplift your community, stay black, my brother. And I was like, all right. And then this nigga got up the thing. He's like, yeah, nigga, I'm up out of here. I was like, what the fuck was that? Quick change on you. But all right, people, we're going to get the fuck up out of here. Y'all enjoy y'all night. Remember, talk your shit. Be you. And stay safe. Hey, hope y'all really enjoyed that episode. Make sure y'all go check out the website, www.whattheshitpodcast.com. Make sure you please like, subscribe, comment. That's how we know if we're doing something well. And if you don't like it, please let me know. You know, we try to switch it up for you. We want to be a podcast for the people, by the people, for the people, other people. So with that being said, make sure you like, comment, subscribe. Hope you guys enjoyed. See you on the next one.